98.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Thursday Newsmakers, courtesy of MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Blue Stem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 7th of September. Beautiful morning. I'll take away the smoke and it would be just about perfect. 57 degrees right now, on our way to 93. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by VFW Post 7957 member Gary Post, talking this morning about the Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen Essay Contest. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Just fantastic, gentlemen. How's yourself today?
Hey, we're doing all right. We're doing all right. So how are things going at the Post here leading into these essay contests?
This will be the second year we've actively been involved with this. We actually had a state champion about 3 or 4 years ago, Julia Hines, and she actually contacted us. But thanks to the VFW Post being part of the Emporia Community Foundation match day, we were able to pursue this a little bit more active and offer some premium money for active participants in the essay contest. It used to be through the Chamber of Commerce, through Visit Emporia, and they're still partnering with us with it. But the Voice of Democracy was actually developed by the National Association of Broadcasters in 1947.
I did not know that.
That's impressive.
Did not know that. Well, let's talk about the contest. Yeah. How does this all work, Gary?
Well, basically, the Voice of Democracy is, because it was developed by broadcasters, is an audio of the high school student's essay. And they put together a 3 to 5 minute reading or audio. And the theme this year for the Voice of Democracy is, what are the greatest attributes of our democracy? Then that's open to public school students, high school, homeschool, or private school students. And it has to be their own voice, no sound effects, and they also submit a typewritten deal with their audio. Those are due by October 31st, 2023. And the top prize is a $35,000 scholarship. They actually give out over $1.3 million in prize money across the nation with this. Julia won, I think, $2,200 when she was state champion and district and stuff. So that's just the Voice of Democracy. The other contest called Patriot's Pen is for 6th, 7th, and 8th grades, and that's a 300 to 400 typewritten essay, it'd be plus or minus 5 words, so they're pretty tight on the number of words. And the theme for Patriot's Pen is, how are you inspired by America? And problem, or the rules, if you will, with VFW is that you are not to identify yourself in any way in the essay. Obviously, your name is on the essay, but in the body of the essay itself, you don't identify yourself, your school, or your town. Now, that poses a challenge for kids in Lyon County and Emporia because we're the home of Veterans Day. So I can see it being pretty tough for them not to do a patriotic essay and not figure out a way to mention that. But anyway, that's part of the rules. And the top prize for the Patriots pin is $5,000. And obviously no AI or Chat GPT, whatever that is. And then that's the national contest. The local VFW, Vernon H. Buck Post, we also sponsor a local essay contest for third through fifth grades. And that's the same theme as the Patriots pin, which is "How are you inspired by America?" And I sent out a note about this to several principals in Lyon County, and I've heard from several of them. So if we can get kids starting to do this in grade school, and then they graduate into the Patriots pin and the others, we can get a lot more people in. And the neat part about this national contest is, for every 15 people, we can designate a winner, and those kids will get a $50 local prize and then forward it on to the district in the Voice of Democracy and the Patriots pin. Judging is done by community members. We're going to planning on judging November 8th, and they get 30 points for originality, 35 points for content, and 35 points for delivery. That's for the Voice of Democracy. So they have to pay attention to that. Obviously, no singing, no sound effects or anything like that with the Voice of Democracy. Patriots pin, judging criteria is knowledge of the theme, 30 points. Theme development, 35 points. And clarity of ideas, 35 points. This is just, it's just an awesome experience for me. I've been able to judge these things for years when the chamber had them, and it was just a natural deal to go into this, and it's really cool.
I was going to ask how this whole effort has inspired you. It's obviously inspiring for the kids to be involved with this. And I use the term kids only because I'm old enough to be some of their grandparents, I guess. But but what is it about this? You know, you mentioned it's super cool. But what is it about this effort that really inspires you watching what comes in over the next few weeks?
Well, Visit Emporia, They can drop the entries off there, or they can mail them to Post Office Box 64. But they can drop them off there, and then they actually, Leland and Kelly actually copy them, and they post them in the mall and also in the chamber office, and they also have them out at the nursing homes and stuff. So they've gotten great feedback from the public on that. So it's just a way to do that and just see what kids are thinking about patriots, veterans, America in general. And it's really pretty awesome.
So, Gary, you've been in contact with all the local school districts then?
I have sent notes out to the elementary school principals. And Opie School was a big, we were hoping for 25 entries last year. We got 136 or 138 entries all from Opie School last year.
Wow.
So Opie tends to tip this scale heavily, but we're trying, that's why I'm doing the elementary to get Emporia kids involved in that. You don't have to do it through a teacher. Julia, she was homeschooled, but she did that basically on her own and developed the audio and Steph got it to us by the October 31st deadline. We sent it on to district, and she actually won State of Kansas Voice of Democracy that year.
Well, Gary, if folks would like more information on the contests and how they can get registered and get everything turned in, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to the Veterans of Foreign Wars on the web and click on the community page, and then that will drop you down to youth and education, and there you will find the Voice of Democracy, and there with that is a link to an application and the rules.
Sounds good. We'll get
and the same is true for the Patriots pin. It's all there in the VFW link, and it's also on our, you can find it on our Vernon Nate Buck Facebook page, the link for that too.
Okay. Good deal. Well, Gary, we'll probably have you on closer again to those deadlines that are coming up, but thanks for getting the word out about getting this process started for our students, and best of luck here with this event as it continues to move forward and expand.
Oh, it's just an awesome experience, like I said, guys, and the Post is looking forward to it, and we've got lots of people that have already volunteered to be judges, so I'm looking forward to a great year with this, so... Thank you very much.
Yeah, great contest. Glad you're doing it. Thanks, Gary. Have a good day.
Working on it.
All right. VFW Post 7957 member Gary Post and previewing the Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen Essay Contest with the entry deadline coming up the end of October. Chuck?
All right. And if you'd like to be part of our morning show, next week is fast filling. We do